This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity champion, Annabelle Thomas. Annabelle brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
I'm your host, Annabelle Thomas, and today we're diving into one of the most urgent topics in cybersecurity, identity management. Joining me is Kashuk Anand, an expert in identity and access management who has helped organizations secure digital identities across complex hybrid environments. Kashuk, welcome to the hot seat.
Yep, thank you.
Start with the bigger pictures. Studies show that over 80% of breaches involve some kind of stolen or misused credentials. Why do you think identity remains such a persistent weakness, and what should organizations be doing differently?
So cybersecurity has been a persistent domain in present and in the future, and it all depends on the humans, right? As users, we also should do our due diligence in securing our credentials. So that's when, you know, the technology in identity access management and privileged access management comes into place, where you need to like vault your credentials. We have like so many tools in the IAM realm that helps us secure our credentials and have a safe multi-factor authorizations and use many tools in the present and the future.
Right. When it comes to securing identity, I know organizations often debate like where to focus first, whether they should focus on the broad identity access management or if they should focus more on like the targeted privileged access management. How do you see those two areas working together, and where should organizations and leaders prioritize between the two?
I would always say IAM and PAM is part of IAM, and IAM includes all the applications in place as well. So in order to access these applications, PAM comes into place. As in, you need a privileged account to elevate your privileges to access the application. So we have various certification authorities to protect those applications, as well as the PAM tools where we'll be able to secure our credentials so there are no attacks. And in cybersecurity space for enterprise, we always go for the defense because we are not attacking anyone. So we are always on the defense end, and we'll do whatever is needed on the enterprise level.
Right. Now, I know nowadays, right, identity is not just on-prem, right? Enterprises are spread across hybrid, multi-cloud environments, which presents a whole new set of challenges for organizations. From your research and perspective, what do you think is the hardest part of managing identities in these complex ecosystems that we're seeing?
So basically, cloud as an infrastructure has come into place, and many of the IAM tools have been moving to the cloud. So it's always about the data. So it's how secure the data is stored. And there are like so many platforms that come into place, and we create a lot of policies. So creating policies for each and every application, as well as we need to create policies for the users, that will be a different set of tasks, and it'll be a little complex while setting up enterprise companies. So that's what I think. It's always the data. We have to secure our data, and on a higher level, it's going to be complex with a lot of data.
Right. Now, you've worked with a wide range of solutions, right? CyberArk, Okta, Microsoft Entra, and a lot mm-hmm. more. What are some of mm-hmm. the common pitfalls that you've seen when organizations try to integrate these tools, and what can organizations do to avoid them?
So basically, if you take any tool in general for a privileged access management tool, say CyberArk, it's always like securing your privileged credentials. But it's not only that, there are like a lot of tools and components that comes along with CyberArk. For example, say it's like endpoint management, where it helps the companies to remove your local admin rights, and it gives you admin rights just for the application. And for example, say a user plugs in a USB and he downloads an Apple software, immediately the component will flag it and then stop it. In that way, there are no transaction of data, and it keeps the company secure, because we never know when a ransomware attack happens. So we just have to be prepared well in advance.
Right. And I think that preparation trips up a lot of different
Yes.
organizations,
Yeah.
right? Now, identity we know is not just a technical issue. It also is one that has to do with compliance a lot. Like we just see different frameworks like PCI, CIS that are making those stronger demands across access management. What are you seeing when it comes to organizations trying to align with these regulations while still trying to keep access, frictionless and convenient for users? How have you seen that play out?
So right now, while doing our GRC compliance or the governance risk and compliance, there are till now companies still rely on taking screenshots of who the admins are or who the users are, who has access to what. So I am, that's why I come there and I create some automation scripts and help the company be in compliance. So that's where my expertise comes into place. So I have worked on several automation scripts and helped the company to be in compliance. So I would always suggest companies to not rely on any manual process and always keep an automation in place. That way there's a backup and everything, because a human error always costs something. So we don't want any human errors in a large scale.
Right. Now, if audience could take away one thing from this interview here, can you talk a little bit more about what that would be? Like, what are some of the experiences that you've had that you've seen organizations are missing a lot of when it comes to identity access management?
So as I said earlier, it's always the manual process. We are in a generation where automation is taking over. There is a lot of artificial intelligence coming into place, and we have to rely more on scripting so that we don't want to go each and every time do a same process 100 times. And we also have to keep the company in compliance. So I have worked on different types of automation tasks, say Microsoft Entra or be it CyberArk. And I am also doing my research on a blockchain, where blockchain as a decentralized network, it has helped the cryptography realm, and how the recent attacks, like the DAO attack or the Parity wallet attack, where the Ethereum contracts and the smart contracts and the layer two protocol are having issues, and they're like, the $150 million was wiped out. So that's all because of a single bug in the smart contract code that removed the entire the money from the Ethereum. So always, it's always having a bug in the code. So when we are doing any automation tasks as well, we have to be pretty much careful that we are complying with everything, have the proper certifications in place, have a good privileged access management to secure your vaulted credentials, and have multiple vaults and have a satellite vault if needed. That is going to secure the company on a large scale.
Right. And you mentioned there a lot about some of the threats that you've seen. As we know, attackers are only getting smarter with not only the use of AI, but they're targeting these privileged accounts and exploiting the weak identity practices of organizations. What emerging threats in identity security worry you the most right now? Throughout your research, have you seen any outliers that stand out to you?
So there's one project that I worked on is on robotics, and it's called Pega Robotics. And when that project came to me, I was trying to create a different set of architecture to secure it, and that's where I faced a few challenges, because this robot, it's not it's going to go through the API calls, and it's going to go and grab those credentials. Here we are trying to integrate three different environments, so we don't want to trust entirely, but we have to make sure that the robotic account has that ability to securely go and retrieve the credentials. So that's one of the challenging projects that I worked on, which was successful at the end. That's needed. and also have to do a lot of automation on it. So it's pretty much a good experience for me.
Right. Now you mentioned a lot about the different types of research and work you do. What's been maybe your favorite, like to either research to dig into or something that you found that really excited you?
Yeah, so there was I have been in research for quite some time, and I have published papers in IEEE as well. So my first few papers were on the domain agriculture, and that's on technology, on the smart technology, and that's when I came to know, or I need to know that, cybersecurity is something that is not needed only on the enterprise level, but it's actually needed in all domains, be it agriculture or IT or medical, anything. I think cybersecurity is the firewall of everything. So that's how I came into the cybersecurity realm. And the project that actually excited me a lot was when I was working on a lab. It's called Create, and it's a Java programming, Android, and robotics, where we are trying to make a small robot that can play with kids in school, and this helps to bridge the gap between the races, the different type of races who are in USA. So this is kind of project. It's funded by USA and the universities. So that's one of the exciting projects I worked on.
Right, that's awesome. Now, finally, for the security leaders who are listening in, who are just beginning down that path of identity access management, privilege access management, that kind of modernization journey, getting to the place where they should be, what's one piece of practical advice that you have for them that you'd want them to take away?
So it's always like on experience. I would always mentor many people in cybersecurity domain. So what I actually tell the first thing is, don't learn the techniques first. Try to go and study all the issues that have happened in cybersecurity. What are the attacks that has happened? Get to study those articles, blogs, videos, news, and you automatically get the idea of what can be done. When you know what can be done, if you get that idea and then come to the technical realm, and then you can find which tool works best and how you can help the companies or wherever you are, or create a product that gives you that spark to create a good cybersecurity product. That's what I always tell.
That's great advice. Now,
Thank
Gosik,
you.
thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your insights when it comes to identity access management. Before we close out, is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience?
I think I pretty much covered everything.
Perfect. Well, Gosik, thank you for sharing your experience and about your expertise and the research you've been doing and giving us a deeper look into why identity really is the security perimeter that's out there. So thank you so much for
Yeah.
joining us. To our listeners, stay curious, stay secure.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24 by 7 by 365 live streams. Visit them online today at Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio, with your host and cybersecurity champion and my good friend, Anna.